Ang pahayag ni Mark Scott ay ginawa habang ang parehong ABC at SBS ay naghihintay ng desisyon mula sa pamahalaang federal tungkol sa triennial funding pagkatapos tumanggap ng malaking bawas sa kanilang pondo pagkalipas ng halala noong 2013.
Increasingly, the ABC and SBS have tripped over each other as each strives to meet its audience and programming needs best to maximize audience engagement. At times we've even bid against each other for programs and content, and there have been scheduling frustrations as well. This has increasingly been the case as SBS has moved away from multilingual programming on its main channel in recent years as it pursues legitimately advertising revenue. And ABC 2 and SBS 2 are not distinctive offerings in prime time, particularly since SBS 2 strategically moved to a schedule dominated by English and American programming acquisitions.
Sa kanyang panghuling talumpati sa National Press Club sa Canberra, pagkatapos ng isang dekada ng pamumuno sa ABC, tinanong ni Mark Scott ang kakayahan ng SBS upang ihiwalay ang kanilang sarili sa gitna ng nagbabagong larangan ng media sa bansa. Sinabi ng papaalis na namumunong direktor ng ABC na ang pagsasama ng ABC at SBS ay maaaring magresulta sa malaking katipiran samantalang ipinagpapatuloy ang magkahiwalay na pagkilala sa dalawang grupo.
By coming together, SBS and the ABC could still offer distinct brands under distinct charters, but it could do it without an entirely separate back office, standalone buildings, studios and technology, IT, legal, finance, HR and corporate divisions, or a separate board. We could spend more of the funding serving audiences. But most importantly, you know, while preserving SBS and the ABC's distinctiveness and identity in this way, bringing the public broadcasters together would save an estimated $40 million per annum from the money that's spent on public broadcasting today. That's what the Boston Consulting Group found when they investigated the issue several years ago. And it's all about freeing up the money to invest more in content for audiences.
Sinabi din ni Ginoong Scott na siya at ang dating direktor ng SBS, Sean Brown, ay nag-usap sa posibilidad ng pagsasama ng dalawang organisasyon ilang taon na ang nakakalipas, subalit ito ay hindi tumanggap ng suporta mula sa board ng SBS. Sinabi ng pinakamalaking organisasyon na kumakatawan sa hindi nagsasalita ng Ingles sa Australia na naiwan sila sa anumang usapan tungkol dito. Sumasalungat naman ang Federation of Ethnic Communities, Council of Australia o FECA sa pagsasama ng dalawang grupo sa media at naniniwalang ang SBS ay dapat magpatuloy bilang nag-iisang grupo sa media na nagtatrabaho sa ilalim ng sariling charter. Ayon sa kanyang punong tagapagpaganap, Joe Caputo, kailangang isama ang mga komunidad sa anumang usapan tungkol sa kinabukasan ng multikultural at multilingual na organisasyon.
It's interesting that you know these things are coming out to the fore, but and it goes to show you that there are zero consultation between the very powerful figures that operate in this space and the ethnic communities generally. This is extraordinary when you think that in this day and age, if you're talking about so-called friendly mergers and whatever, you would at least think that the major stakeholders and community leaders would be brought in into this discussion and gather their opinions and views about it. And yet no one that I know has ever been consulted about this possible friendly mergers.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Caputo na magtatrabaho ang FECA upang makatanggap ng pangako mula sa malalaking partido sa politika tungkol sa kinabukasan ng SBS.
We will definitely put it as part of our ongoing advocacy. We will ensure that, especially now that this proposal has come to the, you know, in the public arena, we will take them on board and make sure that we get some commitment from all the parties, all the major parties, and including both the ABC and the SBS, that nothing will change unless there is broadly community consultation and some agreement and commitment on the part of all the bodies involved, you know, the political arms as well as the two broadcasters, ensuring that they take the community along with this proposal.
Nitong nakaraang ilang linggo, nagsumiti ang SBS ng kanilang programa sa taong 2016 sa pamamagitan ng bagong 24 na oras na programa sa salitang Arabo sa radyo, kasabay ang pahayag ng namamahalang direktor Michael Ibid na ang programa ay mananatiling may kahulugan sa mga darating na taon.
The role of SBS is certainly far more important today than at any point in our history as an organization. And it's really fantastic for us to be able to say that audiences are connecting with us today more than ever before.
Sinabi naman ni Ministro Mitch Fifield ng Komunikasyon na ang SBS ay may mahalagang papel sa pagpapalago ng pagkakaisa sa lipunan.
SBS has helped us as a nation to better understand ourselves, and it's helped us as a nation to better understand the world that we are a part of.
Kaugnay nito, nagbabala naman ang unyong kumakatawan sa news at editorial staff ng ABC at SBS, ang MEAA, na anumang hakbang na magsasama sa dalawang public broadcaster sa Australia na may layuning makakuha ng katipiran ay kailangang ituring ng may malaking pag-iingat. Sinabi ni CEO Paul Murphy na anumang benepisyong pinansyal sa pagsasama ng dalawa ay kailangang balansehin laban sa negatibong epekto sa mga tagapakinig ng ABC at SBS. Idinagdag niya sa isang pahayag na ang mga empleyado ng ABC at SBS ay dumadaan pa din sa masakit na panahon ng pagbabawa sa kanilang pondo, pagbabago sa programa at pagkawala ng trabaho. Kaya ang kailangan ay katatagan sa pananalapi, hindi ang karagdagang pag-aalangan. Sinabi ng isang katatapos na ulat ng grupo sa pagsusuri, ang Australia Institute, na ang pagsasama ng dalawang grupo ay hindi magbubunga ng kaayusan sa pananalapi.